From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday the country has a problem with its judiciary that must be fixed. The statement comes a day after the Supreme Court annulled his election win last month and ordered a new poll within 60 days.
We shall respect, but we shall revisit this agenda. Oh, yes.
We shall.
The decision to annul the election was an unprecedented move in Africa, where governments often hold sway over judges, and the first time on the continent that a court ruled against the electoral victory of an incumbent. The president's latest comments mark the second time since Friday's ruling that he has spoken critically about the judiciary in public. Venezuelan authorities are opening an investigation into the wife of a prominent opposition activist, Leopoldo Lopez, after finding a large amount of cash in her car. Lillian Tintori denounced what she said was a persecution of her family.
I'm not a public employee. I'm a mother, a wife. I'm a human rights activist. What are they looking for? To hurt us? Humiliate us? Discredit us?
Desprestigiarnos.
On Thursday, authorities uncovered an amount equaling about $60,000 in a vehicle belonging to Tintori. It's unclear what crime she is being investigated for, but she said the cash was to pay for emergencies. Russia's foreign ministry on Saturday summoned a U.S. state diplomat to Moscow in order to formally protest the planned search of Russian compounds in America. The U.S. has not said whether it intends to search either of the buildings slated to close this weekend. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News.